Come on in. It's been a few weeks, hasn't it? Did you have a nice break? Good. Well, it's been a little while, and I'm sure we have a lot to discuss, so why don't you go ahead and come in? Put your things away here. Good. And you can go ahead and lay down. We discussed last time about having one of my graduate students sit in on our sessions. Are you still comfortable with that? Lovely. This is Jason. He's a graduate student of mine, and he'll be joining us during our sessions to gain some real-time experience. Of course, he has signed his HIPAA contracts, and everything we discuss in this room will remain private and will not be discussed with anyone else. Jason will be silently taking notes and listening, but otherwise, you will probably forget he's even here. Now then, I took a look through our notes from last session, and it seems we made a good bit of progress. I'm curious, how have you been feeling over the break? Do you remember what we discussed last time? Mm-hmm. We discussed some issues you were having regarding your sexuality. You'd been having some compulsive and confusing thoughts. Is that correct? Good, good. Specifically about homosexuality, yes? Very good. You've been struggling to accept those thoughts and had been actively trying to push them out and ignore them. From what I remember from our last session, we were working on allowing yourself to sit with those thoughts and evaluate them, no judgment. And how has that been going? I see. Still difficult, but you're trying. Good. And have you been experiencing more of those thoughts? Okay, good. The fact that you're having more and more of those thoughts means that you aren't pushing them away as much as you were. Remember, as uncomfortable as you might be with those gay thoughts and feelings, you are in a safe place to explore them and respond to them with no consequences. I can see you're still a bit uncomfortable though. How about this? Let's break a bit of the tension and speak those thoughts out loud. I want you to lay back. Go ahead and get comfortable. Good. Now, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to pick one of those thoughts that you've kept having over and over again. Good. I want you to think about it, how it makes you feel. Mm-hmm. Just relax and let the thoughts well up until you can speak it out loud. Okay. So, thinking about sucking cock on your knees. No, it's okay. There's absolutely nothing to be nervous or embarrassed about. It's natural to feel this way, but I'm here to help you, and you're in a safe place. So keep going. Okay, on your knees in front of another man, stroking his cock and sucking, feeling him get harder in your mouth, feeling him swell up. Very good. Tasting his pre-cup, him finishing on your face and tongue. Interesting. Interesting. Very good. I'm proud of you for being so vulnerable. So vulnerable, in fact, that I see you are having a physiological response as well. It's okay. It's okay. Keep lying still. As I said before, it's all natural, all human, and all normal. No embarrassment here. It does seem that your feelings have become more pronounced since our last session, though. And I am afraid that it's only going to continue as time goes on. And the more you push those feelings away, the more they're going to manifest in hurtful and self-destructive ways. To feel better, you're going to need to come to terms with your feelings and accept them. And act on them in healthy ways. Now, I was expecting all three of us to have a few more sessions together before this happened, but I think now is an appropriate time to bring it up. I asked Jason here for a specific reason. He is studying, but I also asked him to join us because he's gay. He's another attractive, young, intelligent man just like yourself, and I thought it might be helpful for you to see him and see how happy and successful he is. You're in good company. He's here to help you explore those thoughts that you've been feeling. Have you ever heard of exposure therapy? The idea is that we expose you to what is giving you anxiety, and by experiencing it in a safe environment where it can't cause you any harm, we help you work through that anxiety. Does that make sense? In this case, we would be exposing you to the subject of your compulsive thoughts and allow you to act on them in a safe and nurturing environment, which is why Jason is here. He has agreed to help you work through your thoughts, like the one you had about sucking cock. I know this may seem a bit shocking, but it is a very well-supported therapy that has helped many people, and I think it may be extremely beneficial to you. You look a bit flushed. I know this is a lot to comprehend, but are you willing to give it a go and see if it helps relieve some of your anxiousness? Lovely. Jason, why don't you go ahead and stand up right over here in front of him? Good. Now, one step at a time, I would like you to look at another man's penis. Don't look away. Don't try and regulate your reaction. Go ahead, Jason. Something you've been so nervous about right in front of your face. It's not as scary as you imagined, is it? Good. Why don't you try touching it? That's it. Just put your hand around it like that. Very good. How does it feel touching him like that? It feels very natural. Good. I can see you're already relaxing a bit. You can try stroking it a bit. That's it. Can you see how Jason is enjoying it? He's not embarrassed. Hear him moan as you touch it. It's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing unnatural. You don't need to worry about labels or what you think you should be. What you're doing is perfectly fine. Two people making each other feel good. That's it. See how hard you've made Jason? He's beginning to leak a bit of pre-cum. Doesn't it feel nice making someone else feel so good, even if it's another man? Good. Now, why don't you look up that pre-cum? Go ahead. I think Jason would like that, wouldn't you, Jason? I want you to look up at him. That's right. Look right up into his eyes. And let your tongue lick all around the head of his cock. Good boy. Very good. You're doing so well. We're so proud of you. Keep it in your mouth. Just like that. Would you like to take more? You discussed in your thoughts that you constantly think about sucking cock and having a man come all over your face. Do you think that you're comfortable trying that today? Yes, you'd like that? Very good. Now, take it a little deeper. Yes, just like that. It's okay to gag a bit, it's a lot. Just keep going slow. Try it again. That's it. Look up at Jason and see how good it feels for him. There's nothing to be ashamed about. It's beautiful and natural and primal. That's it. Now, let's go a bit faster. Good, good, good. I can see Jason is trembling a bit. Are you ready? Jason, are you ready to come on his face? I want you to pull out of his mouth when you're close, and I want you to open your mouth as he does. Good. Keep going, nice and deep. Yes, that's it, that's it. Don't worry about making a mess. Oh, that's it. Good, very good. That's it. Get it all out, Jason. Every drop. Go ahead and swallow what he got in your mouth. That's it. Very good. You look a bit of a mess, but you also look very pleased with yourself. Jason, would you mind going and cleaning up in the bathroom and bringing us some towels? Thank you. I am so proud of the work that we've done today. You look visibly better, like a weight's been lifted. Do you feel better? Wonderful. Now, we are just about out of time. Oh, thank you, Jason. Here's a towel for you to clean up a bit. Now, I'd like for all of us to meet again next week and see if we can't make some more progress.